Welcome to The Week Today for the week ended January 4th, where we catch you up on the latest happenings in the PCB industry. I'm Mike Buto. Worldwide sales of semiconductors reached $41.4 billion in November, up 9.8% year-over-year, and down 1.1% sequentially, said the Semiconductor Industry Association. The monthly sales represent a three-month moving average. In a statement, SIA noted that growth has slowed somewhat in recent months. Year-to-year sales increased in November across all regional markets, said John Neufer, president and CEO of SIA, with the China market standing out with growth of 17%. Double-digit annual growth is expected for 2018 once December sales are tallied, with more modest growth projected for 2019. Regionally, year-over-year sales increased in China and the Americas in Europe, and were also up in Japan and Asia-Pacific. Sequentially, sales were up in Asia-Pacific, Europe, and Japan, but down slightly in the Americas and China. In tech news, AVX introduced a line of metal insulator metal capacitors, and Microcraft rolled out a new 8-probe fully automated machine for electrical testing. In bare board fabrication news, Aspacomp upgraded its 2018 outlook, with net sales now expected to grow 20% compared to 2017. In EMS news, the migration from China to elsewhere in Southeast Asia is ongoing. Wistron will invest $430 million in new facilities in India as it migrates more electronics production there, the company said in a stock exchange filing. Keytronic has signed a letter of intent to lease a new 86,000-square-foot facility in Da Nang, Vietnam. Kinpo Electronics, the parent company of Calcomp, is set for major expansions of its existing factories in Thailand and the Philippines, driven in part by customers looking to move production from China to avoid the U.S.-China tariffs. The company will spend nearly $115 million to add 1.9 million square feet of capacity. Kinpo will also add some 15,000 workers this year across its plants in Southeast Asia, bringing its total employment to 50,000. New York-based Semtrex reported fiscal 2018 net revenue in its EMS segment decreased 18% to $52.5 million due to the loss of two customers. And Kitron President and Chief Executive Peter Nilsson will take a leave of absence as he undergoes treatment for cancer. CFO Catherine Nylander will take over as acting President and CEO. Turning to market news, sales of PCB and MCM design software increased 5.9% year-over-year to $200.7 million in the third quarter. The four quarters moving average for PCB and MCM tools increased 9.7%. PCB tool revenue was up 30% in the Asia-Pacific region during the period. The AOI system market is expected to grow to $1.64 billion by 2024, a compound annual growth of 24% from 2018 to 2024. Worldwide spending on the Internet of Things is forecast to reach $745 billion in 2019, an increase of more than 15% over last year, according to IDC. The market research firm expects worldwide IoT spending will maintain a double-digit annual growth rate through 2022, when it will surpass $1 trillion. The global automotive electronics market is anticipated to record a market size of around $430 billion by 2026, a compound annual growth rate of 9%, according to Acumen Research. And finally, I call your attention to recent comments by Jabil Chief Executive Mark Mondello, who said what we've all been thinking about the U.S.-China trade tariffs. On a conference call with analysts, Mondello called the issue, quote, a big deal. He underscored how Jabil could benefit if customers start to move manufacturing from China, as the EMS is well-positioned with factories all over Southeastern Asia, including Malaysia, Vietnam, Singapore, and Taiwan, not to mention Mexico and Eastern Europe, and he broke down the potential impacts. Number one, if the tariff and trade issues get resolved, that's great. Number two, if the trade and tariff issues create some choppy seas and a storm here and there, That's really good for Jabil, because there's nobody that has our scale that can move product around with the agility and the flexibility that we can, and in fact, we do that all the time. And number three, if the trade tariff issues become some nasty hurricane, it's going to be bad for all. Indeed. This is Mike Buto for The Week Today.